his daughter and son-in-law, of course, Thomas was just totally grief-stricken. I mean,
of course.
And at first, his son and daughter, or his daughter and son-in-law, came to him and said, "Listen, we know you need a heart.
Yeah.
And this heart is the right size and the right blood type." And Thomas just like, I can't do it. I can't do that. He the thought of it just horrified him.
Yes.
You know, but then his daughter reminded him, said, "Dad, as hard as this may be, you know, maybe this is a way for something good to come out of this."
Yes. Wow.
Will you please allow us to do this for you? And allow Jonathan to do this for you. And so he did. He went ahead and got had the surgery, and it was very successful. And he ended up living for another 13 years.
Oh, my.
But he was a good, kind person before this happened.
Yes.
But after the surgery, he became a different, he was a different person.
Oh, yeah.
He was more thoughtful. He was more kind-hearted. He was more generous. And he shared how every day he got up and thought about Jonathan.
Yeah.
And the gift he had given him. And he felt his son and daughter-in-law and their generous and kindness, generosity and kindness to him.
Right.
And the reason I share that story and bring that up is because, you know, and I don't mean this to be a pun, but he had a change of heart, literally.
Right.
Physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. He recognized those things that were most important and really focused on them. Right now, we have an opportunity, if you will, to do our own kind of heart transplant. We have an opportunity to take this time to look at what is happening around us and examine our own lives and think, you know, is my heart where it needs to be? Am I giving the kind of kindness? Am I giving the kind of love? Am I giving the kind of hope to those around me that I ought to be? Do I appreciate what I have?
Right.
Do I appreciate the blessing I, you know, the people around me, my loved ones, those close to me? Do I appreciate the life that is mine? And, you know, some people might be saying, "Well, I don't have a very good life." Well, we can choose to change that.
Yes, but it has to be our decision to do it and be ready for it. Yeah,
it has to be our choice.
Yes.
That's the kind of interesting thing about all these protests that are going on right now.
Right.
You know, people, when they're arbitrarily told you have to do these things, and I can totally understand why the government has made this, you know, a lot of governors and other people have made the decision that they have made.
Yes.
I have a lot of respect for Iowa's governor.
Right.
Why? Because she never issued a stay-at-home order. She never did. What she did is issued common sense guidelines and expected people to govern themselves.
Right.
And she allowed people to make those choices. And we've done pretty well in this state. Mm. Has it been perfect? No.
No. Right.
Do you see any protests going on here?
No, we do not. We do not.
No.
But
no.
Yeah.
And interestingly, there are some people, some politicians, that the minute you give them half an inch when it comes to power, they immediately start to exercise dominion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They immediately start to exercise dominion and take that authority that they can just dictate and drive people. And we're seeing the results, you know, seeing what happens when people are treated that way.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, you also think it's like, okay, do what you have to do. But kindness to those hospital workers that people are protesting against right now, that's where I kind of draw the line with that. You know, it's...
Yeah, that boggles my mind, kind of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are people that are putting their lives on the line every day. They're in a war zone.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, literally.
Yes.
They're in a war zone. They're dealing with people who are coming in who are ill.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that kind of boggles my mind that people are actually doing that. I honestly don't understand it.
No. Again, but all the more reason for us to, okay, well, we can't control that situation.
No.
I will control my own. And I'll choose not to be like that. I'll choose to be kind.
I'll choose to be kind. I'll choose today to be a kindness giver. I'll choose to, you know, here's a key thing we can do is we can choose to embrace a kindness mindset.
Yes.
And what I mean by that is having the determination to do the kind thing because it is the right thing every time.
Yes. Absolutely.
Determination to do that because none of us are going to be perfect at it.
Right.
But if we have the determination to do that, when we make mistakes, what are we going to do? Say, oh, well, I'm done. No. We're going to say, okay, we're going to own it. I made a mistake. What do I need to do differently? What behavior do I need to change in order to make sure that I improve and that this gets better and I don't do that again?
Exactly. Exactly.
And so, you know, we can make a difference. We're going to make this too is going to pass. We're going to get through this. And those people who, I am predicting, those people who develop and adopt a kindness mindset and those organizations, those leaders who develop and adopt a kindness mindset are the ones that are going to come out of this and hit the ground running.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. Well, once again, though, Randy, I want to ask you. You said you had a podcast. Let's tell the people the name of that one more time so they know where to go.
It's called the Kindness and Happiness Podcast. It's on anchor.fm. You can also find it on Spotify. And honestly, there's like four or five other places that Anchor tells you about, and I don't remember what they are.
Well, that's fine. As long as they can Google you and then figure out where you're...
We're kind of in a flux right now. We haven't posted any episodes for about a week because we're making a transition. We were doing 10-minute episodes every day.
Right.
And both of us just, I mean, we would like to keep doing that, but we just have so much going on that we're gonna kind of pivot to doing a weekend podcast and making it a half hour long and bring on guests because we've been doing it with just ourselves.
Oh, sure.
We've had some great conversations and things based on what people talk to us about. But I think it's going to be even more helpful for the audience when we can have guests and have them share their perspective and thoughts. So our next episode, I'm going to be posting a couple of episodes in the next couple of days, and then we're going to have our first weekend half-hour episode this weekend.
All right. Well, that's so great. Again, you know what, let's not go so long in between these interviews because I think that what you offer is so much of value to people. I know, especially in this community.
Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. So I think that, you know, we need to stay in touch during this time. And if anybody ever needs a reminder of, hey, take control of your life and be kind, then it's going to be you. We'll get you on the show a lot more often.
Hey, I'm happy to come on as often as you'd like to have me.
Thank you so much. Randy McNeely, we are so gifted to have you in this world, and we will talk to you very, very soon.
I appreciate you, Amy. You're so very kind. Thank you for having me today. It's a blessing for me.
Thank you. This has been Moving Forward on KWPC, the Voice of Muscatine.
This has been Moving Forward.